Hi, I'm Philip Perriman from the Radio Readers Book Club. This season, we are discussing age, death, and dying. 100 years ago, the Sears and Roebuck catalog, in addition to ordinary household goods, carried numerous advertisements for coffins, wreaths, and clothes to wear to funerals. Life was short. Every family had firsthand exposure to death and dying. Today, the lifespan has been extended and death is hidden away in hospitals and hospices. Aging, dependency, dying, and death have joined politics and religion as subjects not to be discussed. In this climate, Ross Chast has written a memoir about her experiences with her parents and the forbidden topic of old age and death. Can't we talk about something more pleasant? In her graphic novels, she chronicles the events that catch up with her aging parents. Her father has senile dementia, and her mother falls and becomes bedridden. Chast records in cartoon fashion her parents' life in the same apartment in Brooklyn for 48 years as her father loses his memory and her mother loses her ability to boss everyone. In describing and drawing pictures of the events that eventually lead to both parents being institutionalized in a nursing home near Chast, there are flashbacks to her childhood, descriptions of her battles with her parents, and revealing family stories about the dominance of her mother. As an only child, the task of arranging care and providing care becomes Chast's obligation and burden. She is both full of love for them and resentment, as her parents often act irrationally and contrary to their best interest. Chast describes hilarious and painful events. After her parents leave the apartment and are in assisted living, she discovers numerous unused appliances they had received for starting bank accounts over 40 years. The banks no longer existed, although her father kept meticulous care of the books. One of the more poignant and comic moments come when her mother is hospitalized and she has to take her father out of his apartment. He becomes extremely agitated about the bank books and worries that the neighbors will steal them. One sobering motif in her book has to do with the inordinate expenses associated with having two parents in assisted living, then nursing home, hospice, back to nursing home, with around-the-clock help until both die in their 90s, dad at 95 and mother 2 years later at 97. Some costs are not covered by insurance and have to be paid out of the savings. Chast is relieved there are funds, but annoyed as every dollar spent to extend her parents' lives takes from her inheritance. She records the large amounts required, monthly $7,400 for assisted living apartment, plus $200 for furniture and another $600 for personal support. Chast felt an endearing love for her father, but had an ongoing battle with her mother, who from childhood told Chast she was not her friend, but her mother. During the 2 years she had to care for her mother after her father died, the lifelong conflict caused Chast a considerable grief. In final days of her mother's life, Chast makes pencil drawings of her mother's face. This requires an extended time of looking. These pictures at the end of her book are especially moving. If you have aging parents, or if you are an aging parent as I am, then Can't We Talk About Something More Pleasant is a book worth reading and talking about. This has been Philip Perriman for the Radio Readers Book Club.
The Radio Readers Book Club is an on-air, online community of readers exploring themes of interest to those who live and work on the high plains. Join us by clicking HPPR Radio Readers Book Club under the Features menu at hppr.org. Like us on Facebook and please share us with your friends.